Welcome back, everyone, to Mishneh Berurah Yomi. Today we're learning Simin Reish Seif Beis, as well as Simin Reish Aleph Seif Aleph. We're going to talk about until when one needs to pause to listen to a Zimun, and also who should lead the Zimun. So in Simin Reish Seif Beis, the Mechaber says, Eino tzarech lahafsik ela ad sheyomar baruch she'achalnu mishalo v'chule. One must wait only until baruch she'achalnu mishalo is said. And at that point, then he can return to conclude his meal without saying another bracha rishona. Why is this? Mishneh Berurah involved. Because with that alone, one fulfills the mitzvah of zimun. What the mechaber means is that one need not wash again and say another hamotzi when he continues to eat bread. Because when he paused his meal to listen to the zimun and to answer, he did not lose his focus from eating more. However, if he did not intend to eat more, and then he ends up eating more, so then tzarech berkas hamotzi betchila v'gam netilos adayim imela. So then he needs to make another hamotzi on his bread, and in addition, he needs to wash before making that hamotzi. The Ramah comments over here: v'yesh omim shatzarech lahafsek ad sheyomar hazan es hakol. There are those who say that one must pause from his meal until hearing the end of Birkas Hazan, and that is our practice. If his intent was to continue eating more bread, even if he doesn't end up doing so, when he goes to bench on his own, he starts from the first bracha of Birkas Hazan, and certainly if he continued to eat after hearing the Zimun, so then he would need to go back to the beginning of benching and start from Hazan. So what is the reasoning for the Ramah's Psak? Mishneh Berurah Ches V'yashomim Shatzarech Lahafsik Sfir Lehu Da'avte Birkas Hazan Lav Legamri Birkas Zimun Hi. So this opinion holds that even though the first bracha of benching is not completely a part of Zimun, the Harei Hayachid Omer Osa Gamkein, because an individual also says this bracha, Afilu Hachi Shaycha LeBirkas Zimun, nonetheless, it is considered a part of Zimun. The Nevarich Levad ain't a bracha, because just saying Nevarich Nevarach Shachalu Mishalo is not a bracha itself. She'in ba Shemu Malchus, because it doesn't mention Shem Hashem and it doesn't mention the kingship of Hashem. V'koya Mashem Nevarach Hamizamin Acharkach Birkas Hazon. It refers to the bracha that the Mizamin is then going to say with the bracha of Hazon, and therefore it's considered part of the Zimun, and one would have to stop and listen to the end of that bracha. Te'asat Sheyomer Hazon. So at that point, once Hazan is finished, v'chozer v'gomer su'udasa, he goes and continues and finishes his meal. Moshe Kosov v'mechaber, just as the Shulchan Aruch wrote, v'achar kach mevarech mitchilas berkas hamazon. And afterwards, he benches from the beginning of Birkas Hamazon, K'moshe Sim HaRamah Levasov, just as the Ramah concluded. V'yata'am, the reason for this is, Da'af Deshama Birkas Hazon Mipi HaMizamin, even though he already heard Hazon from the leader of the Zimun, Mikomakom Haritzarech Levarich Kol HaBirkas Hamazon B'Shvil Masha'och HaLachakach. He needs to say all of benching for the food that he ate afterwards. U'mesayim HaRamah Od, the Ramah adds also, Da'afidu Lo'och HaLachakach, even if he doesn't end up eating more, Imrak B'Daito Haya. If it was just his intent, Be'isha Pasak Kedei Leshua Birkas HaZimun, at the time that he paused to listen to Zimun, Lachzor Achakach Ligmor Sudaso, to return and finish his meal, if he only had the intent to, if he just had the intent to finish, to continue eating, K'sheyivarech Achakach Maschum Etchilas Birkas HaZon. So then when he benches afterwards, he needs to start from the beginning of the Bracha of HaZon. D'cheva D'daito Hayo Lechol Od, since his intent was to eat more, Mistama Lo Kivin Lotzis B'Birkas HaZon Mipi HaMizamin. So then presumably, he did not intend to be Yotze with the HaZon that the leader of the Zimun was saying. Achim Lo Hayo B'daito Lechol Od. However, if he did not have any intent to eat more, V'lo Achal, and he also did not end up eating more, so then, kishemivarech berkas hamazon maschil min noda lecha. Then, when he starts berkas hamazon, he can start from the second bracha of noda. Kimo b'chol makom kishemshomea berkas hazimun. Just like in any case where he hears the zimun and the first bracha from the leader of the zimun. V'ayin the elsim in kuf pegimel siv zayin uveMishneh Berurah sham. So earlier, the Mishneh Berurah elaborates on this, and now the Mishneh Berurah adds kotzvu aposkim. So the poskim write, the echad hamafsek lishnayim yachol lahafsek kama pa'amim. When one person stops for another two, he can do so multiple times. What does that mean? Kigon, for example, shemitchila achlu shlosha v'hifsek lahem echad. First, there was group A of three people, and one person stopped for two. And then there was group B, where another two people joined the third, and they ate together. So then that person who's taking a long time to eat, he can stop again for the next two. It's not relevant over here to say that the zimun has been lost. Because since there are another two who joined this third person, and those two never made a zimun, so they can count him towards their zimun. And the same is true for the third time and the fourth time, etc. If there were five people in one group, and one person stops for two, so now you're remaining, what we have are two people who have not participated in a zimun. The person who stopped for the first two cannot stop again for the other two. The parach zimun minayhu, because the opportunity for zimun has been lost from them. Umashma afilu achlu achar kach biachad, and the implication is that even if they continue to eat afterwards, nonetheless, that person cannot stop for the other two. Uvsefer Evan Ozer cholik al zeh. The Evan Ozer disagrees. Achkam achronim yashvin es devarav. However, many achronim do reconcile the opinion of the Magen Avraham that one cannot stop for two sets of two within a group of five. If there were seven or eight, and one person stops for two, so then he can stop again for the remainder. We wouldn't say in this case that the opportunity for zimun has been lost from the rest, because in the remainder, there is a quorum that is sufficient for zimun. Just as one person stops for two to enable a zimun, so likewise, three or four need to stop for six or seven in order to enable a zimun of ten that would mention Shem Hashem. The minority always has to stop for the majority. However, in this case, everybody agrees, even the Rama, that the minority needs to stop only until Baruch Elokeinu Sha'achanu, to hear the Shem Hashem. If they eat together afterwards, after they stop, they can still do a zimun themselves, and the opportunity for zimun has not been lost for them. Because when they joined originally, they did so only to enable the mentioning of Shem Hashem. And they can also stop again, or they can join again with six others and do a zimun with Shem Hashem. The lo shayach lomar parach zimun da amir as alokeinu. We wouldn't say that the opportunity to say Shem Hashem has been lost. The akol be'asar shchinta sharia, because the shchin of Hashem is present wherever there's a group of ten. So if there's a group of ten, then you can say alokeinu. V'chein im yashafilu chamisha shefsiku lachamisha achirim. If five stopped for five, mitzarfen acharkach lachamisha achirim the berakas alokeinu kishochle ma'koponim kizayis pas biyachad. So then the five who stopped can join again with a third set of five, and they can mention Shem Hashem as long as they all ate a kezias of bread together. What if five want to stop and five don't want to? So the Berakha Yosef, quoted in footnote 11, says that the five who want to stop cannot force the other five to stop, because this is not a case of a majority and a minority. And even if one of the five who don't want to stop is willing to join the Zimun, nonetheless, they cannot force. That's the opinion of the Berakha Yosef. Can a majority stop for a minority to enable the minority to do zimun with Shem Hashem? So the Cheshev Ha'ifod, Chilak Beis, Simin Chaf Hei, says that yes, as long as the minority is at least three, so then seven could stop for three in order to enable them to do a zimun with Shem Hashem. That is in footnote 12. We are going to continue now in Simin Reish Aleph at the beginning of Sif Aleph. Mihu HaMevarich. So the Mechaber says, Gadol Mevarich Afilu Ba Besof. The person of greatest stature leads the Zimun, even if he arrives at the end of the meal. Vimrat Zalitin Rishos Lakatan Levarich Rashai. However, if he wants to give the right to lead to one of lesser stature, so then he is permitted to do so. Vahanimili Kishein Sham Oreach. This is true when there is no guest. Avalim Yasham Oreach. Hu Mevarich Afilu Mbalabayas Gadol Mimenu. If there's a guest, then he is the one who leads the zimun and the benching, even if the head of the household is of a greater stature. Why? Kedeshi yavarich lebal habayis. Because that way the guest is able to give a bracha to the head of the household. Uma bracha mevarcho. What's the bracha that he says? Yi ratzon shelo yevosh v'lo yikodim bal habayis hazeh lo ba'olam hazeh v'lo ba'olam haba. It should be Hashem's will that the bal habayis, the head of the household, is not ashamed and not embarrassed, neither in this world nor in the next. He should be very successful with his possessions, and his business should be close to where he lives. The Satan should not be engaged with his handiwork. And he should not encounter any matter of sin or of thoughts of sin from now and forever. So the Mishneh Berurah says in Aleph Gadol Mevarich, Haino Hagadol Bechachma Shebechol HaMesubin Hu Ya Mevarich Berkas HaMazon Lechulam. Who is the greatest person? The one of the greatest wisdom. He is the one who should lead benching for everyone else. V'afta Hashta Minok Shekol Lechon Mevarich Liatzman Balachash. Even though nowadays the practice is that everybody benches to himself, Hu Chedele Elbusim in Kuf Pei Gimel, as we said earlier in Kuf Pei Gimel, Mikol Makom, nonetheless, Minok Derech Eretz Lechavdo Sheyehu HaMizamin. It is proper still to honor the person of the greatest wisdom to be the one to lead the zimun. The case is talking about where everybody eats of their own food. If one person was the head of the meal, so then it's dependent on him to give to the guest to bench, as we're going to explain, or if he wants to give one of his family to bench, and the children will also say the bracha on behalf of their father, of the head of the household. Im hagadol motzi lecha. Shakorin hust yevarich acher. So if the person of greatest stature is emitting a phlegm of some sort, so then someone else should bench. It's not proper for him to stop many times in order to emit what's being discharged, and the others will have to pause and be delayed. There are places that have the practice to give to an avel within his first year of mourning for his parents to lead the benching. That applies only when everybody is eating of their own food. But if they're eating from the food of the head of the household, so then it depends on the will of the head of the household. He can give the benching to whoever he wants. And certainly if he wants to bench himself, he has the right to do so. Mishneh Berurah continues in Beis, Besof Hasuda, if the person of greatest stature comes at the end of the meal, nonetheless, he has the right to bench. As long as the others who already ate are still theoretically would continue to eat if they were offered more food. As we learned earlier, in kufza design, umistabra, it's sensible to imasha besudase that if the person, if the chacham, the gadol who comes at the end is delaying his meal, prolonging his meal, the others don't have to wait for him to finish his meal so that he can be the one to lead the benching. And the mevarich acher v'huyane, rather somebody else should lead and he should answer. If there's a guest who is eating from the food of the head of the household, if there are many guests, so then the person who is the head of the household has the right to decide to whom to give the zimun and the benching, and he can give it even to the person of least stature. Uma bracha mevarcho v'chulei, says the Mishneh Berurah b'sefer Chamudos Tama, lama anu mishanim nusach habracha de bal habayis mima shenemar b'shas. The lechem Chamudos in the Ma'adana Yontiv and the Rosh and Brachos Perek Zayin Simin Yud Aleph, he is bewildered at why we don't follow the exact nusach of what's mentioned in Shas. So Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, footnote 7, he points out that the midrag used to be just to say harachamon hiuvarich as bal habayis hazeh, and not to say this birkas oreach that is mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Gemara at all. And that's why the Lechem Chamudos is really not sure why is it that people were refraining from saying that text. Now, let's go through some of the footnotes. Footnote 1, what if there are two Tamidei Chachamim of equal stature, but one of them is the son of a great Tamid Chacham? So the Kaf HaChaim Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Tzadi Zayin says that the son of the great Talmid Chacham should take precedence. What if there are two Talmidei Chachamim, but one he's an Oker Harim, he's a great Lamdan, and the other is a Sinai, he's a great Posek with great Bekius. Who takes precedence? The Kaf HaChaim writes also that the Posek would take precedence to the Lamdan. Would students in a yeshiva say the Birkas Oreach? So Rav Ben Zion Abba Shol, footnote 3, or Letzion Chilek Beis Amin Mevav says that yes, but they would substitute Baal Abayis for Baal HaSu'udah. However, Rav Yashiv says that the Birkas Oreach would not apply in such a context. When exactly should the Birkas Oreach, the bracha for the guest, be said? Footnote 5, quoted from Achzer Vitri, Simin Pei Gimel, that it said after the Harachamans, before Bamara Milamdu. However, the Evan Ozel in Brachos, in Brachos Perek Beis Halacha Zayin of the Rambam, as well as the Brisker Rav, said to say it immediately after Hatov VeHametiv. And nowadays, who should say the Berkas Oreach, Arach HaShulchan, Rav Yashiv, quoted in footnote 7, say that nowadays that everybody benches, everyone should say the Berkas Oreach when they are a guest at a meal. Next time around, we will continue Be'ezus Hashem and Simin Reish Aleph. Have a wonderful day.